Hey everybody, this is Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast with me, the Little Shaman. And today I wanted to talk to you about something that we're all very familiar with, chronic complaining. Now, complaining is very, very common. You could almost call it a pastime. It's part of the human condition. People love to complain. The schools are this, their significant other is that, their job is this other thing. We all do it. Everybody does it. The thing I want to talk to you about today, though, is chronic complaining, as I said. Some people do it a lot more than others, and that can be really, really annoying and off-putting to the people around them. And even worse than that, it can make people stop listening to you or even stop caring, especially if they feel that you're not listening to them and all you care about is your own problems. So the question we want to ask ourselves is, am I a chronic complainer? Now, we all have times that we just need to vent. It's normal, it's natural, and it's healthy to blow off steam. You know, you don't want to hold things inside and sit on them and stew over them. That's not good for you. But if you complain constantly, or if people feel that you're always asking them for advice but you're never really listening to it, that eventually can alienate people. I mean, we all have that one friend that calls us, you know, and launches into a litany of complaints, like almost even before you can say hello. The entire phone call or text or conversation is spent listing, chronicling, and dissecting everything that's going wrong with your friend's life. They ask you for advice, but they don't really listen to it. They ask about you, but they don't let you answer, or they don't really listen. Every single phone call or conversation is the same. And you want to be a good friend, but this person never listens to you, and they don't seem to really want to fix any of their problems. They just want to complain. Every solution you offer is shot down, picked apart, dismissed. They give excuses why they can't do that, why it won't work. We all know somebody like that. Now, think about how you feel when you get off the phone or out of the conversation with that person. You feel drained, right? That's because they've just sucked all of your energy out but giving you nothing in return. I mean, what is worse than being friends with one of those type of people? Well, being one of those people yourself. That's worse. So the thing to do is think really hard and honestly about how you interact with other people. Do you talk really a lot about things that are going wrong in your life? Maybe like too much about the things that are going wrong in your life? Do you rehash the same problem over and over again? Do you ask for advice that you have no intention of actually following just to see if people agree with you? Do you feel angry or distressed when the conversation turns away from you or your problems, no matter what the reason is? Do other people even tell you that you complain too much or that you don't seem to want to do anything about your problems? If they do, then maybe it's true. And a lot of people probably don't realize that they're complaining too much. So that's why we all need to think about our behavior, because we can all fall into that every once in a while if we're not careful. It's easy to get wrapped up in the negative. There's an old saying, if three people say you're a horse, go get fitted for a saddle. That means if more than one person says the same thing about you, you might want to really think about if there's a valid reason for them to say it. Of course, we shouldn't be overly concerned with what other people say about us, but if more than one person is telling you that you behave a certain way, it's worth examining. It's worth looking at it, because we can't grow as people until we learn to accept our faults. Faults mean nothing more than we, like everybody else, are not perfect and have shortcomings. It's very important to remember, too, that faults are not permanent. You know, they don't have to be. They can be fixed. So before you start blowing off steam, ask yourself a few things. Number one, how many times have you told the same person the same problem or one exactly like it? Number two, you want to ask yourself, do you really want help with your problem? Do you really intend to do something about it? If not, don't ask for someone's advice. People, when asked for advice, often take that very sincerely, and they consider very carefully before they answer you. And if the answer isn't really important to you, or you don't really want their advice, that could be hurtful. Number three, you want to ask yourself, have you asked the other person about their life and actually listened to their answer? Conversation is give and take. And number four, are you presenting a real problem that needs a solution, or is it just a list of complaints? Because of course, we all talk about what's going on with our lives, but the key to a good conversation is give and take, giving the other person a chance to talk about what's going on with their life. Everyone's entitled to vent. Keeping things bottled up inside causes stress, it causes anxiety, depression, physical health problems. However, when people offer solutions to the same problem over and over, and then they get 100 excuses why you can't really implement any of the solutions, the people listening are going to start thinking that you don't really want to fix the problem at all. If you don't really want to fix it, then it's probably not that bad of a problem, and that's going to cause them to eventually tune you out and stop listening if they think that's the case. Some people might even start to feel used, especially if you don't ever listen to their problems. Relationships are give and take, not take and take without giving anything back, and being a chronic complainer can damage your relationships with the people you care about. If you're concerned that you might be a chronic complainer, it might be time to reevaluate how you handle stress and problems in your life. It might be time to give somebody else the floor and maybe start listening to them and offering solutions for them. You've been listening to Meditations and More with me. May the Grace Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.